Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We will continue to move toward the start of the football season. We'll do that here as well with a guy who can spin it. He also stepped away and was convinced that he came back to out of retirement after he had committed to Fox. So I think it's a very timely conversation that we could have pertaining to Andrew Luck. And, of course, I'm talking about Jay Cutler, who is with me here on Tiki and Tierney. Jay, welcome to the show. First time we've had you, man. How you doing today, Jay?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, dude, it's my pleasure. So as a natural starting point here, I know that it's not the same exact situation, clearly, but in your mind, you made a decision, you know, take off the pads, go to the booth and make that transition, and then you made the decision to leave the booth and put the pads back on. Number one, how tough was it? And number two, are you convinced Andrew Luck is done for ever as a player?
I'll answer the second one first. I think so. I think yes, he's done forever. The first one, I think being done and retiring, I mean, it's always hard. I think you always think you can play more. You've got more to offer. But listening to Andrew, and I probably can echo some of these thoughts. There comes a point where mentally and physically, like, you just don't feel like you can, answer the bell anymore.
Yeah, it's amazing, too, because the way the fans found out, they found out at the stadium, and they booed him, which was a horrendous look. You want to give him a little pass because they were just finding out in real time, whatever. But it's amazing to me, Jay. And listen, you took some shots. You got knocked around. You're playing the NFL. Everybody's going to get hurt. You got knocked around a few times on some teams that didn't protect you great, to be honest. And, I don't think the average fan just realizes the punishment that these guys take. What is it like to get crushed by somebody that's 280, coming off the edge, unblocked, who runs a 4-4? What is that like?
You want to avoid that at all costs. I think Andrew, I've been in similar situations, the offensive line's really struggling. He's a competitor. He's trying to hang in there and win games and get the ball downfield. I know the feeling. It's tough. There comes a point in time where those hits just add up.
Yeah.
Things start falling apart. And then after that, it's kind of dominoes. One thing falls apart, you get that back together, and something else falls apart. So, I've been in similar situations. I feel for the guy. I think it was really admirable the way he did it, thought about it, and it wasn't something, off the cuff. So I wish him the best of luck. I know that it was a tough way for the fans to find out, the way that it was leaked out. I'd be ashamed of myself for doing that. I think Andrew Luck deserved more.
Mm-hmm.
He's been a great ambassador for the Colts and the NFL, and I don't think he's ever really done anybody wrong. There wasn't a lot of class in that.
No, that was weak. We're talking to Jay Cutler, 12 years in the NFL, Pro Bowl back in 08, as much arm talent as anybody, certainly of his generation. All right, let's bounce around the league here, Jay. Get your thoughts on Dak Prescott and not how much money he's going to get, because he's going to get paid. He's going to get around 30. We know that. That's the way it goes. When you look at Dak Prescott, let's say Ezekiel Elliott either pulls a Le'Veon Bell for the full, which I don't think he will, but just say if he did, or if he misses a couple of games, are you a believer that Dak can carry the Cowboys far without Zeke?
I mean, he's in a better position now than he would be the last couple of years. The first couple of years, I think they relied heavily on Zeke. And rightfully so. I mean, you run the ball in this league, and it makes everybody better, especially quarterbacks. So I think if anything, he's more prepared now to do it. But it's going to be a different game without him in there, that's for sure.
Yeah. Jay, what do you think? I mean, listen, you had a rocket, and and you'll be the first to admit this. Sometimes it was probably and too much belief in your ability to squeeze it in because you had the rocket, and sometimes it would lead to mistakes. Sometimes it would lead to highlights. But what is the one? And I love asking quarterbacks this. What is the one non-negotiable physical characteristic that Jay Cutler believes every superstar NFL quarterback must have?
Oh, gosh. I think if you don't have, good footwork, good feet, and, you're able to navigate the pocket and speed up your drop, speed up your feet, get a little inch here or there, you're really going to struggle because the NFL is, it's like you're in a phone booth in a car crash back there. You've got to be able to find little pieces of space here and there, or you're really going to have a hard time moving the football. Because very few times is anything, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, throw to number one. Or, it just doesn't work like that very often. So you've got to be able to, you've got to be able to have some really good footwork. And I think mental toughness is probably your first attribute. If you're not mentally tough, then you really don't have a prayer.
Yep, no, I hear you. Jay Cutler is with us here on Tiki and Tierney. Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota, huge seasons, huge years in terms of evaluation, in terms of income generated, big decisions for both of their teams. Are you a Winston and a Mariota fan? What do you think of both of those players?
That for Jameis, it's a new coach, new system. So, I mean, he's got to overcome that and try to be successful. It isn't easy. Marcus, he's kind of settled into his second year with this group here. I think it's a new offensive coordinator, which is also a learning curve. So, they're talented players. They can make plays with the feet. They can make plays, through the air. So they've got a lot going for them. It's just, how quickly they can assimilate to the new offense and go with it.
You know, Jay, when you were drafted, the league's different. I mean, the whole league is different, but the quarterback evaluation and that whole process is radically different. Kyler Murray, do you think that it's even remotely plausible that they rip off 80, 85, 90 offensive plays a week? Is that sustainable as a quarterback?
I don't think so, but I've been wrong many times in my life.
What about the height issue? Do you think that is, we see Russell Wilson, but Russell Wilson's also a future Hall of Famer. Do you think the height, seeing the windows, Drew Bertikki talks about this all the time. One thing that Drew does so well, he's able to step on his tippy toes and basically increase the window that he's throwing through, even though he's small. Is there a height, whether it's a Baker, whether it's a Kyler Murray, whether it's a Russell, that you think eventually proves to be detrimental?
Well, I mean, I think Drew's shown that you can do it. Drew's also, he's been, I think he'll probably say he's been very fortunate, to be with Sean Payton and those guys for a long time and be in the same system, which I think really helps. I think Kyler, he knows that system, so I think that gives him a leg up in being able to do some things. But it's a system that also isn't really, proven in the NFL, so we have to kind of wait and see, what are the protection issues, Like, there's a lot of things that go into it that haven't been tested in the NFL that work in college ball.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. That's Jay Cutler. By the way, I saw the axe throws on Instagram the other night. Your wife throws a good axe, man. Don't get her mad.
She was far better than me.
She was right in the middle of the bullseye, man. She was muddy. I have a few other quarterback questions for you, but I want to give you a chance to set this up. So I know you're doing something with Dos Equis around the college football season. They're calling you Professor Jay Cutler. What is this all about, Jay? What do you have going on?
They started a college football college, and I am a professor now. That is my new gig. Feel pretty strongly about it. But they've started, there's a curriculum online. You can go to dosequis.com/edu. You can take courses. They've got courses in, offense, defense, offensive plays, trick plays. There's stuff about bowl games, how the polling works each and every week. And then there's an exam at the end.
Okay.
And you No, I'm not kidding you.
No, I believe it. I said, okay, I got you. That sounds pretty cool. Keep going. Right.
And you can win, you can get a certificate at the end that makes you an expert in college football.
Wow. Dosequis.com/.edu. Say the website again for us, Jay.
It's dosequis.com/.edu.
I'm going to check that out. That's actually pretty interesting. All right, so let me ask you about this.
It's fun. It's kind of, no matter if you're an expert or know nothing about college football, they'll give you the history and they'll give you the breakdown and kind of teach you some things along the way. And then when you're done, you get a certificate from a beer school. And, you can frame it, put it above your TV, and you're an expert for this season.
It's a pretty cool initiative. I got to tell you, there are so many things out there now. That's actually pretty fresh. I like that one. Let me ask you about this. The whole Antonio Brown situation, listen, as a quarterback, it's the way it is. You're going to be with a receiver, usually the best one, whose unique personality. Let's put it that way. You played with Brandon Marshall, who's different than AB, although when he was younger, he wasn't. And I know you guys got along, but it's still that dynamic, that give and take. Derek Carr is still trying to prove himself and simultaneously deal with AB. How do you think that works? I'm very dubious about it. What do you think, Jay?
Well, I mean, the thing about, those star receivers is at the end of the day, you got to have them. So if he wants to wear his old helmet, then you've got to go along with it. And, hey, let's try to give him his old helmet.
Yep.
I think we've crossed that threshold of, all right, enough's enough. We're past the point. Let's just put a helmet on and get ready to play football. But, you'll jump through a lot of hoops for guys with super talent like that.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
And there's no doubt. You think Joe Flacco could still play?
Joe Flacco can definitely still play.
Mm-hmm. You think Eli Manning can still play?
Eli can still play.
Okay. Can they play well?
Eli's game, Eli's game's been the same, I feel like, since he first came to the league. He doesn't move around that much, so that doesn't really matter. He knows the game probably better now than he did 5 years ago. You just got to put him in good situations. You got to have some good guys around him, and he'll be fine.
Jay, before I know you have to run, and so do I, but I want to ask you this, and you don't have to take too long, but this is important because this is the first time I've ever actually had you on the show. I've talked to your teammates. We've had everybody in the NFL. We have never had Jay Cutler. And, you seem like a down-to-earth guy, a fun guy, a loose guy. What you put out public, especially early as a pro, do you regret anything? Because the Jay Cutler that I'm talking to sounds a lot different than the one that's been described at times in the media. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I mean, Chicago is a different town, and there were some things that unfortunate things that happened, with that NFC Championship game and stuff. And if I handled it right or wrong, we could sit here and go back and forth, all day. But, you learn things as you get older, and you learn things in the NFL that, you wish you could know when you were younger, but that's not how the world turns. So you just gotta figure it out as you go, and we're all gonna make mistakes, and just try not to make them again.
All right, let's get you back on the show at some point when Tiki is in. We'll tweet the Dos Equis stuff out for you. Good having you on, Jay. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.